Thanks for listening to the Streams Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. We are a community that strives to know Jesus and to make Him known. If you like our podcast, subscribe and leave us a rating on Apple Podcasts. I sincerely hope you enjoy this week's content.
Hey, Streams Church. I'm so excited to be with you today. I'm Pastor John. I run the online outreach here at Streams, and we're continuing in the book of James. The first week, Paul Mikkelsen spoke to us about what is behind the verse, faith without works is dead, and what the real meaning of this book is. And last week, Lloyd spoke to us about the inevitability of trials, the testing of your faith, and the steadfastness it produces. This week, we're continuing from there, right into James 1:5. And before we get there, I've been in this crazy season of changing and waiting and confusion. Like, much like the rest of you, I feel like every day there's like a new curveball. And I want you to know, while I lean more extrovert, I will say in the first couple of weeks, I did enjoy myself of quarantine. Spent a lot of time with my wife, got to work from home, played video games, did a lot of really cool stuff online, and just generally had a good time. Probably worked more than I did, because it's just a lot more work, the online stuff versus in person for ministry, but it was really cool. And then week three came along, and we went through what I like to call the Target trials, where we just wanted to find something to do, but everything was closed but Target. And I got to tell you, my wife used to say she could never get enough Target, and we tested that theory and learned it wasn't true. And after visiting that place for like the 32nd time and spending way more than I'd like to admit, I was ready to get on with the season. I was ready to move forward. And instead of it just moving forward, it just got harder. Dealing with lack of work, I was spinning my wheels at home, trying to figure out what I'm supposed to be doing. And my wife is a nurse, and she's working the COVID floor, and it was devastating to her morale. On top of that, I was being stretched in every direction, and I'm trying to stay consistent with what I believe God was telling me and wrestling with the impatience of the season that I was in. And I just kept asking, when is this going to end? And I know many of you have been in real similar struggles. You've lost jobs, friends, relationships, dealing with the pains of isolation and the struggles with their core, with the core beliefs and what we should be doing versus what we want to do. And I know that because of it, we find ourselves listening to every voice that might agree with us or give us comfort, that speaks to us of what we want to hear, that tells us what we want, because we want answers, we want guidance, we want wisdom to know what to do in this situation. And this is where we'll start in James 1:5. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith with no doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. For that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. I often tell people that you need to read the book of James through two lenses, grace and truth. Grace, know that God loves you no matter what. Your salvation is not in your works. But truth, that everything that James says is meant to cut to the chase. It's honest and it's instructive. And oftentimes people read this letter and feel like it's really harsh. But it's a letter written to people who needed to hear these things said with absolution. These people had fallen into the trap of listening to people who weren't giving them truth or wisdom or guidance. And the first thing you hear in this verse is so important, because it speaks to a loving God who wants to help. If any of you lacks wisdom, ask God, who gives generously. In a time where there are so many voices screaming for your attention, so many people telling you how it is, and there's so much pain and conflict and confusion, it is nice that there's a simplicity to seeking God out. He says, ask and he will give generously. But the follow-up is what gets a lot of people. Because it says, let him ask in faith with no doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. And I want you to know something. I've been in ministry for around 8 years, and I've been an avid follower of God for a little longer. And I still struggle with my doubts. I have faith, but I struggle with doubt. And this season, like many others, I've turned to God for direction. I remember getting a clear message to just be with God and wait. And I'd be like, God, I'm praying for answers. And he'd be like, just be still and know that I'm God. And I'm like, great, done, next. And I've spent this season trying to make things happen, trying to force things to happen, trying to force the next season. And God gives me wisdom to act. God, please give me wisdom to act right now. Give me what I need to do. I just want to do something. And the issue is, even though I have faith, I am filled with doubts that God is going to deliver. Even though he has never left me nor forsaken me, even though he has never abandoned me, even in this season, I'm looking at God and God's telling me what to do and I'm scared. So I'm acting against that fear. And each time in the season that I had tried to do something in my own power, I was left feeling stretched and empty and disappointed. And each time I put my hope in something other than what God had specifically told me, again, I was left stretched, empty, and disappointed. And God still loves me. He'll still meet me exactly where I'm at. But every action out of fear pulled me further away from the instructions that God had given me. And that's many of us today. God has put specific instructions on your heart through the Bible, through a message, through a fellow believer, through a prayer. But we often can't hear it or accept it because we're in two different places. Our doubts and fears have taken hold of us when we ask for wisdom. It's hard to hear. It's even harder to receive it. And the guidance God wants to give us is often driven out by all the other voices. And we are like a wave being tossed and driven by the wind. It's like a horse being pulled in two different directions between what God has told you and what you believe and follow. And you're just stretching yourself. And you're wondering, why am I so tired? And you can't accept the instruction God has given you while pursuing the exact opposite. It says that that man is double-minded, unstable in all his ways. What's great about God is that when you find yourself in this place, there is specific instructions on how to deal with it. Go back to the last thing God said to you. What was the last thing God told you to do? The last piece of wisdom that was imparted to you. What was it? That's where you need to be. Because if you're wondering, why isn't there instruction here? It's because God gave you instructions way back here and you ignored it. And he needs you to get this instruction so he can get you back to where you're supposed to be. See, God isn't trying to keep you in the dark, and it isn't based on your sin or anything like that. But God wants you to have wisdom in every situation. And he has grace for you. Absolutely. But in that grace, he wants to give generously to you his heart. His wisdom, his peace, that you don't have to live in darkness, but instead God can provide comfort in every situation, that when you seek him, he will help you through those situations. And I have found that when I've stopped and I've pulled back on myself and I said, wait a minute, okay, I'm getting way ahead of myself. This isn't what God told me to do. This isn't where I'm supposed to be. Okay, I'm going to wait for you, God. Not only would I be abundantly blessed in those moments, but I would see and feel the peace of God, knowing that this is the right place. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. And at the end of it all, God does deliver. That when you go to God for wisdom, it becomes about what God said. And it's not the fears of the world, not the fears of your family and friends. And that's not saying to be unsafe, but not let fear drive your decisions. That when trials come your way, you know more than anything what to do. Ask God for wisdom. He gives generously. Let's pray. Lord, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for this time that we have just to come together and hear you and hear your word, Lord. I pray that whatever is going on in the home life, Lord, or anything that the workplace, anything with anybody within that is listening to this, that they just feel uplifted, that they turn to you and seek after you. Lord, we thank you so much for being an amazing, loving God. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for listening to this week's sermon. If you want to know more about our church, you can go to our website, streamschurch.org. Also, follow us on Instagram and like us on Facebook. We would love to connect with you. Again, if you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe and give us a rating on Apple Podcasts. Until next time, have a great week.